Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's a new year, and since we're just 6 days into it, maybe you're still sticking to some of your New Year's resolutions, or maybe you haven't quite gotten them started yet, although the most popular resolution of all has to be getting in shape, which probably explains why Wall Street Journal columnist Jason Gay's piece on the 27 rules of conquering the gym topped WSJ's list of most popular articles. Jason joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Thank you. Is that a fact? I'm number one?
You were earlier today. I noticed, obviously, that the list kind of moves around. But now, do you guys generally keep...
I've been bumped off the top. Who's number one now?
Just when I last refreshed, it was U.S. military faces historic shift.
Okay. Well, you know, that's important. That's much more important than this. But still, I'm very proud to be in the top five.
I do wonder, obviously, you know, when readers log into a site, whether it's NY Times or WSJ, they do kind of go to that list. Do you, as writers, check out to see how popular your article is?
Sure. I mean, you can't help but notice when it's doing well, and people at work tend to let you know about it. But, you know, it's a tricky thing. You can't get too caught up in it because, you know, A, not all, you know, if we were just chasing, you know, numbers or readership, we'd probably all just write about Jennifer Aniston all day. And two, you know, it's just, it'll drive you crazy because... The things that you don't expect people to read, people read, and sometimes things that you think people will read, they don't. So it's a very unpredictable thing. So it's a neat thing when it happens, but you can't get obsessive about it.
Before we get to the sum of the 27 rules, it seems that the real challenge is getting into the gym in the first place. How are we supposed to get over the intimidation factor of walking into a gym for the first time when we might be more out of shape than most?
Well, I move it back a tiny bit, I think that you shouldn't go to a gym that intimidates you. You know, I think that there are plenty of gyms out there that are looking for your dollars and want to take them and want to sell you a membership. And if they're not making you feel welcome, no matter what kind of condition you are, big or out of shape or how long you've been away from it, they should make you feel welcome. And if they don't, I don't think you have any need to, you know, suffer through a few, you know, terrible weeks.
Another issue is, do I work out in a gym? Do I work out at home? I mean, going to a gym, you have to get in your car, you have to park, there's a whole process involved. Is there a real advantage in the long run to being involved in a gym rather than working out at home?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, what a gym will do, ideally, is give you some structure. It'll give you some motivation, because obviously you're putting some money into it. But most importantly, hopefully everyone who goes to a gym at some point just learns how to do things the right way. I mean, I think anyone who's taken a class or worked with an individual instructor or taken a group class on weight work, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And if you're doing it the wrong way, you're not going to see anywhere near the kind of results that you would if you were working with someone who can really tell you what to do. I mean, you know, we all make mistakes with this stuff. And if you're experienced, you look around a gym most of the time, and I would estimate almost half or more of the people on the river doing exercise is probably the wrong way.
Doing exercise the wrong way, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, let's just take like, you know, weight work, free weight work, you know, things like that. You know, you're either, the motion is wrong, you're lifting too much weight, you're herky-jerking around, you know, the most important thing, obviously, is not getting injured. I mean, I think you don't want to put too much stress on yourself and cause an injury, which would, you know, stop you from being able to work out altogether. So that's the most important thing, learning how to do it the right way.
Well, which leads to the question of, should people generally, when they're getting started on a workout routine, invest the money in a trainer?
Well, that's an awfully big step, and it's quite expensive. You know, trainers can run anywhere near from, you know, I've seen them $30-$40 an hour to couple hundred bucks an hour, and most people aren't willing to make that kind of commitment and have the money to make that kind of commitment. I don't think it's absolutely necessary that you do that at all. I do think, however, though, it's useful to, you know, rely on gym staff to help you out. I mean, you don't have to do an hour-long lesson to go to a trainer in a gym and ask what's the proper way to do exercise. That's what they're there for. They're not just there to hand you a towel and say, have a good day. You know, they're also there to help you use the equipment. They should be, and if they're not, you're in the wrong gym.
I'm talking to Wall Street Journal columnist Jason Gay on his recent article on the 27 rules of conquering the gym. Now, Jason, you say that one of the rules is to set a goal. That's very important. Is the goal of simply being in better shape, is that enough, or does it need to be more specific?
Well, I think being in better shape is somewhat amorphous. I don't know if it's necessarily a good goal. I mean, you know, most people probably put a number on the weight, you know, if they want to lose, 5 pounds or 10 pounds, 15 pounds. I mean, it's tricky. You don't want to get carried away, you know, especially coming off the holidays. Most of us probably indulge quite a bit between Thanksgiving and New Year's. You know, people go into the gym with a January 1st goal of lose 20 pounds, you know, that's a long-haul effort. You need to involves a lifestyle change in terms of not just the exercise plan you lay out for yourself, but also changing the way that you eat. And so, you know, you can't expect instant results. And I think that's an important thing of the whole gym culture is there's a great rush of people that come in January and February, you know, wanting to get a radical change in their body. If they don't see results within a couple of weeks, sometimes shift out. Like I heard from a lot of readers in the last couple of days, you know, so they call them the January joiners, and by Valentine's Day, they're kind of all out the door and the machines are free again.
Well, and that is the ultimate challenge sometimes, is just sticking to it. What is the best way to stay in the swing of exercising? Is it having a group sport or joining one of these classes?
You know, I don't think there's one particular way that's better than others. I do think that if you have an environment where you are, where it's somewhat social, you know people that you're either training with, you're either going to the gym with a friend or a spouse, or you know, you're going to a classroom setting or a group of people, you know, that kind of motivates you because you have another person who's also invested with you, other people who are invested with you in terms of having this workout. So I think that if it's just you as the lone wolf and you're relying on yourself to motivate yourself every single day, not all of us are good at that. And look, you know, the reality is we're all facing very busy, compressed schedules, and, you know, working out oftentimes is the first thing to go. So if you create a climate for yourself in which people are, you know, relying on you to show up, you know, a friend and you have a standing appointment a couple times a week, 3 times a week to go to the gym together and help each other out, you're more inclined to go.
How long of a workout tends to be one that people can really stick to typically?
You know, I think that, you know, realistically speaking, if you can come in an hour 3 times a week, I think you'll start to see a successful pattern there. You know, we all read about athletes and Hollywood celebrities training for roles. You can commit 3 or 4 hours to a personal trainer doing individualized workout, cardiovascular training. You know, that's quite a tall order for people who have jobs and mortgages and kids and all those kinds of things, fighting for your time. But I think for everybody, the golden rule tends to be doing some kind of mixture of weight training and cardiovascular training, you know, breaking out sweat, but also putting a little weight training in as well, activity at all.
Do you yourself go to a gym on a regular basis?
I do. I'm not the most loyal gym goer. I've been, you know, going to my neighborhood gym for a bunch of years, and it sort of goes and fits and spurts. And we have cold weather now in New York, and I'm in it more, you know, doing some weight training, taking some classes. I got really into jump rope. You know, I've been watching too many boxing videos, and I wanted to learn how to jump rope, but you see the boxers do. And I'm nowhere near as good, but can do it a little better. That's a great workout. There's a jump rope class that I take that, you know, nearly makes me pass out. But, you know, I think everybody, it's very rare that someone is a dedicated 3 times a week, you know, 12 months or a year gym goer. I mean, we kind of come in and out of the place depending on the weather, depending on what we're doing outside often.
And finally, when it comes to the gym, there's the cost factor. Do you think that getting this a year membership or a lifetime membership is a good idea to kind of lock yourself into that commitment?
Well, you know, I don't have a great deal of knowledge in terms of what the different cost arrangements are, and sometimes there are deposits that are required and cancellation fees and things like that. I would say this, though. I do think it's a pretty competitive marketplace out there, and I encourage people to shop around. You want a place that is going to have an investment in you in addition to the money that you're putting into it. So I think that, you know, you see gyms that people can pay as little as $25-$30 a month. Well, is that going to make you less inclined to go? You know, is a gym that costs you a little bit more? It seems counterintuitive, but if a gym costs you a little bit more money, you know, might it be a bit more beneficial thing for you in the long term because it's going to actually make you go and save some money with regard to your long-term health?
Wall Street Journal columnist Jason Gay, you can find his article, The 27 Rules of Conquering the Gym, at WSJ.com. Jason, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.